Somali authorities say they are countering a resurgence from Al-Shabaab rebels after years of progress in driving back the militants.
Al-Shabaab has changed strategically their the operations from the face-to-face fight to target, you know, the military bases, or target to the civilians such as hotels, so they can terrorize the civilian population.
That has included a series of suicide attacks in recent weeks, many of them targeting government figures in the capital, Mogadishu. Analysts say Al-Shabaab has been extending its reach across East Africa as it has lost territory in Somalia.
So we've seen it exert a much greater level of influence in Kenya, for example. There's much higher levels of recruitment and fundraising going on in Kenya.
Kenya recently marked the first anniversary of the Garissa University attack, when Al-Shabaab gunmen killed 148 people. Kenya is one of the main contributors to the African Union peacekeeping force known as AMISOM. After initial territorial gains, Somali authorities say AMISOM forces have been largely confined to their barracks for the past year.
What we're seeing now is that AMISOM, as a result of those successes, is to a certain extent overstretched, meaning that it's having problems holding on to and establishing a presence in the territories that it has retaken.
Henline says AMISOM is also increasingly fragmented.
In Somalia especially, there is suspicion about what troop contributing countries are, what their interests are in the country, and that they may not be operating for the greater good of Somalia.
Somalia's Western backers, including the United States, have been effectively paying the wages of Somali government troops. The European Union recently cut the monthly stipend it pays to AMISOM soldiers.
They need support by the international community because the government is financially is not in a position to pay their salaries and to arm their military, and also to lift the arms embargo against the Somali National Army.
The United States has carried out a series of drone strikes against Al-Shabaab militants. The Somali government has welcomed the intervention and warns of a growing threat in the run-up to elections scheduled later this year. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.